financing company. They're in our network. Basically, you guys did some kind of equipment.
Mescott Precision, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is Bodo there?
I believe so. May I assist calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
And what's the call in regards to?
It was about some financing, you know, the company's done through TCF a couple years back.
All right, let me see if he's available. One moment.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure Yeah, who am I supposed to be talking to?
Yeah,
Mark?
All right,
it's with Unsecured. Thank you, thank you.
He's currently on the other line. Can I take a message and have him call you back?
Yeah, does he happen to have, you know, an email?
Not that we are giving out. Trying to sort through any emails that aren't due directly to our customers.
Yeah.
So the thing I could do is take a message and have him call you.
Okay, well, do you have an email? I can send you some info. And you can forward it to him. That's easier.
Yes, as long as we're not just going to be, you know, constantly getting emails. But it's Lindsay. Lindsay.
Okay.
At Meshkat. MESCHKAT.
Okay.
.US.
Hey Mark, it's Pete.
.US. Okay. Yeah, I was just forwarding some information to him. And yeah, I'll leave my information with you as well. My name's Danny. And I'm with Cardiff, and that's CARDIFF, like Frank.
Okay.
And my direct line's 858-779-0424.
Okay.
And yeah, I was just trying to, yeah, so when is, you know, the best time to get in touch with him?
I mean, it's hit or miss. He's always on the floor running a machine or, you know, on the other line. So
yeah.
I don't know how long this phone call is going to be. Mornings are usually better than afternoons.
Mornings are better. Okay.
Usually, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, we do equipment financing and working capital. And, I mean, have you heard of any projects or plans coming up this summer?
No, not at all.
No. Okay. I mean, is there like a bank you guys usually lean on for financing?
Yes, there is.
Who do you guys usually
we're
use?
We're not going to be, I mean, right now, just the way things are, we're probably not going to be looking at any projects or anything at all, so or changing anything. So go ahead and send me the information, but I wouldn't keep us, you know, as a returning, you know, follow-up on customers, so.
Yeah, right, and I mean, I was just going to, yeah, follow up. We actually mailed some offers. It's 27555 Avenue, Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we sent. Do you handle the mail by any chance?
It goes directly through Susan. We're a very small company, so I mean, if there's anything we're ever interested in or looking to do, we do keep it aside. You don't need, you know what I mean. But if we're not at all interested, that's just the end of it. The boss isn't gonna. And he doesn't usually take time to talk to anybody. So we're pretty understanding of when he wants to deal with something and not. So.
Exactly, yeah. And that's just mainly the purpose of the call, just to see if he had received it and if he had any questions and see, you know, how the business was going. And see if there was something there we could possibly help out with. Not trying to ruin any relationships or change you over or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely not. But, I mean, we're pretty... When it comes to, you know, what we work with and who we handle with, it's kind of done in an old-fashioned manner, I guess you could call it. So whenever we, you know, if the relationship isn't working at that point, we'll, you know, take, you know, look elsewhere or, you know, when you guys do call or send something in the mail, we'll take a second look at it. But if things are going just fine, he usually doesn't like to switch anything up. So.
Okay. All right, no problem. Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and send over that that email, and I'll, try and get in touch with them.
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.